I'm Tess Vigeland, host of Marketplace Money from APM. Let's turn now to John Peterson, who's been advising professional athletes about their finances for more than two decades. He's a registered principal with Next Level Financial Group in Sausalito, California, and he currently represents 65 NFL players. I asked him why so many pro athletes find themselves in a financial penalty box.
This is the thing, and you try to sell this concept to guys. What do most human beings do on this planet? We go to work. The better we work, the more we get paid. Along that path of getting paid more, we meet Mr. or Mrs. Wrong. We make mistakes. We do bad investments. We have accidents in our cars. But what are we ultimately trying to do? Save enough money that we pay off our house and never work again. Athletes reverse that model. They start out with enough money to buy a home, a car, houses, take care of everything, and you know, if they're big enough and they're a first rounder, then they'll have maybe enough money to never work again. And all I can do is really make mistakes that draw that income down. So they're not making that income every year the rest of their life. And I think some of them get caught up in that thought process.
Well, John, if a player is willing to listen, what's the first thing that you tell them to do with their paycheck?
Well, first thing we tell them to do is figuring out a budget. There's a lot of nonsense in conversation about what to do with money. The reality is, these kids are moving to a new town, and they're taking on their first job. They need to find a tax-free money market fund, sock all their cash into it. They need to fix a budget. And, you know, so the next phase of the operation is really keeping the new friends and families away. You know, your enemies become friends, and your friends become enemies with money. And, you know, all of a sudden, people can't go to work, the cars don't work, the bills can't get paid, and, you know, and they start that little slow grind, and it's a difficult place to be with family. So where guys really fail is they go out and they buy the $3 million home and then hope their contracts grow into it. And all of a sudden they get hurt, they get cut. So trying to keep them as liquid as possible is what you're trying to advise them to do. But we tell them, set up a bank account, let's get a CPA, know your deductions. You are a company and you're the product of your company.
One of the main themes of the conversation that we have with Warren Sapp was he talked about how important it was to stay in touch with where his money was going and that he did not do that.
Yep.
What exactly is your role as a financial advisor to these pro athletes?
Well, the one thing I will do, though, is educate these kids. I can teach everybody how to fish, but I'm only going fishing with a few. Look up the investment guy and find out if he's got bankruptcies, arrest records, judgments against him. I mean, his investment advice is going to be directly correlated to how much trouble he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something guys need to learn. And you'd be surprised how many guys that have been able to get to these kids. The other thing, too, is how we handle things. We run a website for guys, a secured website, that they can put all their investments, their mortgages, cars, credit cards, airline miles, everything on one website. So they can go in and look every day what their money is doing, pros and cons, mortgages and everything else. One's in green, one's in red. And that way they can see where their money is.
Well, this may be an odd question given the rarefied air that pro athletes breathe, but is there anything that the rest of us can learn from the mistakes that these mostly guys have been making?
Well, I think the day-to-day things that get them is marry the right person. You know, if you don't believe marriage is a business, then go to a divorce court and we'll hear what they talk about. It's dividing up the assets. You know, save your money. Make sure that you spend less, you know, spend less than you make. And
it's as basic as that.
A lot of these guys are just controlling expenses and understanding that it will end.
So it's really the same basic lesson whether you're making $20,000 or $200,000.
Sure. Because, you know, at the end of the day, these are 20-year-old kids with money. And most people listening to the show have a 20-year-old. If you gave them $5 million, would they listen to you? But the dynamics are the same. It, you know, it depends on how you got the money. If you won the lottery or, in this case, you're playing sports, those things are lucky and unique and maybe not going to last. But a kid in football is no different than the kid in the Silicon Valley who has a sheet of paper that says he's worth millions, and he thinks to himself, well, I'm worth millions today. I'll be a billionaire by the end of the year. So it doesn't matter if I overspend or I do something stupid. Well, yeah, it does, because it won't last.
John Peterson is a registered principal with Next Level Financial Group in Sausalito, California. He currently represents 65 NFL players among some other pro athletes. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.